I'm interested, Dr. Lyons, in the Eastern Kentucky Initiative. I'm from there, too, just like everybody, you said. I really am. And I'm interested in that, and I'm interested in whether that connects at all with some of the other initiatives taking place out there. We have the SOAR, we have ARC, Appalachian Research Commission, that's coming in this coming week. We're actually going to film one of our shows, Food News and Choose, around that. And Commissioner Comer also has an initiative, Appalachia Proud. So just more on the Eastern Kentucky Initiative, please.
Yeah. What some of you may not be aware is that the government, the local government, has in fact put a major effort into bringing new jobs and new energy into Eastern Kentucky. What we are doing will be done, of course, in conjunction with them, and certainly not in any competitive fashion. We applaud what they're doing, and I have to say that it wasn't until I went, Sylvie, down to the SOAR meeting and listened to all these great ideas and what if we did this and what if we did that, and I thought, you know what, we can contribute to this, we can make things happen, and we can make things happen perhaps. Business is not a democracy, so we can actually make things happen very fast. But also, when I was down there, they presented to me what they called a Kentucky walking stick. And this was, you know, to thank me for coming. And I said, you know, you don't seem to understand. This is not, Damien, you're like this. This is not a Kentucky walking stick. This is a shillelagh. And somehow or rather, through the ages, the shillelagh, which is brought across there, it's a walking stick, which was brought to that region by the people from Scotland, the people from Ireland, got transformed into this Kentucky walking stick. My point is this. I feel a great empathy for Eastern Kentucky in the same way as I feel a great empathy for Scotland and for Ireland. I think it's an untapped resource. I think we put too much emphasis on coal. Not that I'm against coal, but all the problems that coal, too much emphasis on the problems of coal and not enough emphasis on the opportunities for coal and the opportunities for these wide open spaces. That's what our Eastern Kentucky Initiative is all about.